unopposed.
Right, let's check the box.
We had the first and second there, Diane.
Let's check Craig Clemens' box.
Pass, Diane and pass.
Can't read.
We got a rookie taking notes, so.
You were there, so he's a
should have done this.
He's a review.
Okay, do we have any public participation?
You guys want to publicly participate?
Depends on what you say.
I think we'll let him sit there quiet.
I'm scared.
Okay, then. Any communication for the board?
Actually, if you get this.
Yeah, we approved.
Probably the three of us behind him.
Oh, no, we didn't.
I don't think we did, man.
Okay, we need approval of the minutes for March 10th, 2017.
So moved.
Any discussion, any correction? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're going to go to communication. Any communication for the board? And going to the engineer's report.
We got to approve the county and township motor fuel tax claims. Okay. You always do that.
Okay. We need approval for the county and township motor fuel tax claim for March and April 2017.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? And now we have the county engineer.
Now we got it. All right. So you gave me the award authority on the oil and the striping bids. And we did bid those on March 30th. There's a tabulation of bids in your packet for the oil. There's a little bit of threat of competition this year, which is always a good thing when you're talking about taking bids. So the oil prices in general were lower or at the same price as they were at last year. We bid it two different ways. We bid a furnishing spread where a contractor is actually bidding on the material to be furnished on the job site and spread through their distributor. And then we also have an FOB where you're basically bidding to pick the oil up at the site of where it's being made. So we got two different bids there. The FOB prices were down a little bit. The furnish and spread basically came in at the exact same price it did in 2016. So pretty good bids overall. This is for the county and all the townships in Champaign County. So all the townships in the county lump all of their quantities together. You see it's about a $1.5 million project or amount of oil. Our estimate was about 1.9, so came in below our estimate. Are there any questions? We don't need any approvals because it's already been awarded, but are there any questions about the oil bid?
Increased competition, you mentioned. More bidders than usual?
We only had one bidder as usual, but we had another competitor pick up a proposal and threaten to bid.
Oh.
So there was some threat of I might lose my little sweet spot here in Champaign. So, and the guy who picked up the proposal had been going around to other counties and bidding just below the prices from last year is what
I heard. Person actually did. Mm-hmm. Where was that person from?
Where were they from? Pontiac or somewhere up north, okay. Right? Yeah.
The river, they're from.
Okay. So the crux of the thing is when you're bidding FOB, which basically means you're picking the oil up at the plant, obviously we don't want to have to send a truck 100 miles round trip to go get oil. When we have a plant right here. Yeah. So we put a kind of an equalizer in the contract, so many cents per ton per mile to make up for the trucking that we would have to pay for to go get it. So even if they bid the FOB, we add that on, you know, we do a tabulation, do a calculation and figure out what our cost really is to go get that oil, and then we would award it on that. But we didn't have to do that because they didn't bid. We got the single bidder as we've had in the past, Mulsicoat, which is right here in Urbana, and Ileana, who is a subsidiary, I guess, of Champagne Asphalt. I don't know exactly how all that conglomerates. Maybe Steve knows. But they're obviously a local contractor. So, but the bids were favorable to us, I believe. Yes, Dan.
I got a question. When you first started talking, and it could be that I'm just confused, you said to pick up and lay, and then you said just to pick up. So what we have bid is to pick up and lay?
We take two bids, depending on, like, Marvin's Township, he wanted it just FOB, which means you go pick it up at the plant. But majority of the townships in the county bid it furnished and spread.
Right. Okay.
And that's more or less to see what it costs us to spread it. They want to know kind of what Ileana is charging to spread it. So
everything stayed pretty constant from last year with what everybody wanted the way they wanted it.
Yes. Right. You got it. Any other questions on the bituminous letting? And then we also had letting on the same day for our striping. We actually did have another contractor pick up a proposal for striping. But as you can see on the tabulation of bids, they were way out of the ballpark.
They sharpened their pencil on this one, didn't they?
Yeah.
22 cents per foot versus 0.056 cents per foot. But again, I think the competition helped us out because the price actually went down just a tad from where it had been in 2016. But that's Varsity Striping. They're a local contractor, woman-owned business enterprise. Do a great job. We've never had any issues with them, and they've been doing it since I've been here. We had that one kind of anomaly year where the company out of St. Louis got it, but then couldn't come through on their bid, and we ended up giving it to Varsity anyway in the end. So, but apparently the striping business, there's a lot of stripers up in the Chicago area that are looking for work, and they've been coming down to some of the kind of center counties and taking work away from Varsity, but apparently they didn't want to do this work too bad because
yeah, Road Safe is nationwide. They're out in Florida, I think, but they got offices all over the country.
Yeah,
branches all over the country.
So another good bid, I believe. So awarded it to Varsity Striping, and we do like Mahomet and some of the smaller villages who want to get in on our contract because we have a large quantity, we get better prices, so we bid it on their behalf, whoever, you know, wants to put some some quantity in there for striping. So that's, townships don't typically do any striping, but some of the smaller villages do get in on that contract. So that was awarded to Varsity, like I said.
Okay, I need a motion.
No, we're good. Okay. We already awarded them. You guys gave me the authority to award them. This was just, whenever you guys do that, I want to let you know what happened in the bid so that you have confidence that we're doing the right thing. The next item is awarding the contract for the Compromise Township project. The resolution in your packet has blanks in it because we just bid it this week. And I handed out a new resolution. Max,
there you go.
Reach that. And there's also a bid tab that I handed out that you might need a magnifying glass to read. But the good news in why you have to read it with a magnifying glass is we had 9 bidders on a $170,000 project. And this has kind of been typical for our structure projects this year. We've had the last bridge we bid down on Monticello Road, we had 8 bidders on that. For whatever reason, I don't know if it's because the state is down on work or what, but we've had quite a few bidders on our structure projects. But you can see the engineer's estimate was $173,202 cross construction. there's a difference between the as read and as calculated, because when Cross totaled up their bid, they missed $27 that we found when we were tabulating their bid. So the low bid was actually $145,355.95 to Cross Construction, and it was, you know, they barely beat Newell. You can see there by less than $1,000.
If you take Newell, you don't have to take the lowest bidder, do you?
We do not have to take the lowest bidder, but we have to have good reason not to take the lowest bidder.
Cross has the scheduling can fit it in, and that's probably the only thing I think of.
Right, unless we just generally have an issue with a contractor for poor workmanship.
But we have no problem with Newell either, right?
No.
They're both good.
Yeah, they're both fine.
The bids on this one, the range is a lot tighter than the last project, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, much tighter. And this is a pretty simple project. It's a aluminum arch kind of box that they basically comes like an erector set on a truck. And they tear out the old structure and build the base in the hole, and they build the box right there in the hole.
You remind me where this is again.
It's right there between Gifford and.
There's a map.
There's a map.
Oh, on the next page there.
Oh, with the map.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
West of Pennfield, a couple miles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, right between.
Did you get a new computer?
Yeah, from Gifford to Pennfield.
What's there right now? Is it a culvert?
A little old concrete culvert. Okay. That's very narrow.
And there's undersized?
Yeah, undersized. Mm-hmm. And it's been posted. Ever, probably since you were a kid. I can't even hardly see the posting sign. It's so worn out. So I don't know how much people are paying attention to it, but it's been posted forever. So we're getting rid of a postage structure. I don't think so either. You got to have some enforcement.
Can I make a motion to accept this?
Okay. Motion by Diane.
Second.
Max got it. Nice to be short, Max.
Okay, open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
The next two resolutions kind of go hand in hand. As you know, we had the DOJ in here some years ago, and with the ADA compliance, we have finished our survey of all of our ADA ramps that cross the county roads in our small municipalities. There's somewhere in the neighborhood of 40-ish that we have to redo. Those are scheduled on the DOJ schedule. We were supposed to have those done by summer of 2018. So we're trying to stay in compliance with their schedule. We've done the survey work, but we have an engineering company that we work with that will do the design work, because that's pretty tedious design work. It's something we've honestly never done before. And with all the work that we have going on, don't have the time to do it. So,
what's that for, Jim?
ADA ramps.
For what?
Where?
Out in the country?
Everywhere.
In the small municipalities where our roads pass through, like Sydney and
Fuseland,
Gifford.
Fuseland?
No, there's none in Fuseland. There's not even sidewalks in Fuseland. There's no sidewalks in Fuseland that come out to the county road, which is good. I wish that was the case in most of our municipalities. But we do have, you know, some of our county roads stop at the municipal boundary, and then the municipality picks up the road, and then it picks back up on the other side of the municipal boundary. And the majority of our roads run right through the municipality. So these are on the ones where the roads run through the municipality. There's a sidewalk intersecting our roadway. We're not doing the side ramps on the side roads in the area of our county highways. We got the DOJ to say it was okay just to do the ones coming out to the county highways.
Jeff, are we responsible for the curbing too?
Yeah, at the curb, I mean, some of these will have to be adjusted. We might have to put in little retaining walls.
Let's say if we have the curbing that blows up for some reason. Do we have to repair that every now and then too?
Yeah. Okay. Typically, through the municipalities, we're responsible for the center driving lanes and all the things that go with that. So if they have a parking, like they do up in Gifford in front of the bars and stuff, they take care of that. Same way down in Sadorus, we take care of the center through lanes, the curb and gutter.
We don't want to do parking striping. Okay.
Or repaving or anything off of the center 24 feet of the roadway. Or any of the storm sewers or anything like that. We're just responsible for the driving lanes and anything that has to do with the driving lanes.
Okay.
I might be jumping the gun here a little bit because we have two separate resolutions, but they look like they're kind of for the same thing. And so I guess what I'm wondering is why we have to just...
One of them's for engineering and one of them's for construction. So we're taking the engineering out of the highway funds instead of out of motor fuel tax money. Because it's a lot easier to do. When we do a small contract with an engineering company, we don't have to get the state approvals for all that stuff. We just have to get county approval. And then we'll use our motor fuel tax monies in order to do the actual construction.
Okay.
Is this something that we've had to do a long time ago and now we're just back to doing it again, or?
We've never done this.
Yeah, I wondered.
No.
It's kind of a new thing.
Well, it's that whole audit we had by the Department of Justice where we had to do the websites.
Trying to hit the roads.
I don't...
Won the lottery.
You'll be seeing more of this next week, so.
How many of these do we have to redo?
Around 40. Originally, there was 100 and some because, you know, when you have the county road going through and you have an intersecting road, there's oftentimes ramps coming down to the intersecting road that may or may not be in our right-of-way. And in our conversations and kind of our, when we were discussing this with the DOJ, we got it back. We asked that we don't have to do the ones coming down to the side roads, just the ones coming out to the county roads. And actually, if we touch a road now in a municipality, we have to do this anyway. So if we go through and mill and overlay through Sydney, we would have had to fix all these anyway. We're just going to be kind of ahead of the ball game to when we get there to do that. But it's not an inexpensive thing to do.
Right.
I was going to say, it comes up to about $12,000 a ramp.
And we're honestly not having any experience in this. I'm hoping that's really high. But I don't know until we, because, you know, like Urbana will do a block and they'll do all the ramps in their block, but they're all right there. I mean, we're doing 6 in Sydney and 7 in Gifford. And so these contract, whoever gets it will be moving all over the county and remobilizing every time they move. So.
Alex?
Question I don't know the answer to, and a question I probably do know the answer to. Are we going to, will this be bid as a single job to one contractor?
Yes.
The question I probably know the answer to is, have you in your tenure as Champaign County engineer ever received a complaint from one of these citizens of these small towns about the lack of ramps on these intersections?
Never.
Thank you.
Nope.
Well, small towns generally have a grassy sidewalk, if one.
Right,
so,
and that's the thing.
They probably complained about the first anyway.
Sidewalk to this nice ramp.
Yeah, you got roots growing underneath all the sidewalks and they're all heaved, but we're going to have this brand new nice ramp for them to go down to get to the roadway when they get there.
Right. I understand.
The skateboarders might like it.
No, they won't, because we're going to have those little truncated domes on them for the visually impaired people. So it's not something that I desire to spend money on, but something we're being basically forced to spend our money on.
Any more discussion?
So we taking these in one, or are we just voting on the first one? Just on the first one? I think that's what the...
Yeah, it's engineering first.
Okay.
Okay, can we...
We had a motion yet?
Yeah, we got a motion. Diane.
Oh.
So we're voting on the resolution appropriating the $55,000. So all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
And then the next resolution is appropriating the funds to actually do the construction once we get to that point.
Okay. Sorry, it was McGuire and Maxwell.
Okay, discussion.
Bah humbug.
All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Think about all those poor people that can't hear and see.
We have actually on our website, one of the things that the DOJ required us to do was put a form on our website where people could file a public complaint for ramps. And we have We haven't even had a call for anybody asking how they can do it, nor have we ever had anybody file one of those complaints with our office, so it is what it is. Nothing we can do about it.
Diane?
I know we're done with this, but my brain just backed up a little bit. There's nothing where there's gonna be any cooperation between the townships or the villages or anything. It's just basically, this is our road, and we're the ones that have to do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're putting the onus of all the side roads on them at some point in the future.
Right.
If they ever touch those roads, they have to do it.
Right.
So, and there's probably 90 of those, so we've cut it by, you know, down to a third of what we started with.
Yeah.
But the village is almost, I mean, we have never touched a sidewalk since I've been here. If there's a sidewalk repair to be done, the villages take care of it.
Right.
I had had an agenda item for a closed session. I think we can do it in open session because one of our maintenance employees ran to be Township Highway Commissioner and won. I don't think he really thought he was gonna win, but he won. But he is not going to accept the position of Township Highway Commissioner because he wants to continue employment at the county.
Is it paid better?
No, we pay better.
No.
There's almost no pay in that.
No.
This is the pay.
Plus insurance.
Plus insurance and, yeah.
Lot of factors that went into his decision, but his ultimate decision was he wants to remain an employee of the Highway Department, so.
He didn't know what the pay was when he ran?
I don't think he was really thinking all that much.
Well, we can't talk about his job, South Fork, can we? We'll ask about that.
So who would take over that position?
It's up to the township supervisors, right, to appoint somebody now.
Yeah.
Board.
Yes.
It's likely that the old Highway Commissioner will be reappointed, I believe. Which, I don't have any problem with that.
Well, it's good to do that every once in a while, just see people paying attention.
I guess.
Okay.
I guess they were.
Yes, I see.
That's what he does when he puts those high prices on his houses, just to make sure you're paying attention. Under other business, you know, we awarded the contract for the triple box culvert on Monticello Road. On Friday was the state bid opening for the bridge over the Kaskaskia on the Monticello Road, which is a federal aid project, so IDOT awards it, pays it, and then we pay our 20% share of the overall cost of the project. We administer the contract and do all the construction inspection. We had 5 plan holders, 4 bidders. Engineer's estimate was $1,060,000 on that bridge. Stark was the low bidder at $872,000. So again, pretty good bid. $872,000. Stark.
Start the whole sentence again.
What's that?
No, I got the very first part.
Yes. Well, now my run. Yeah.
So it's almost $200,000.
17.5% underneath the engineer's estimate.
Leaving money on the table.
Wow.
The next lowest bidder was $909,000, so I'd say, what, $37,000 difference? But, yeah, maybe the engineer's estimate was high, I don't know. But we do the engineer's estimate, we send it to IDOT, and then they confirm it. Yeah, they review.
I had to say, I got my Harper hat on.
Yep.
So it's really hard to say who the engineer was when you say engineers. It's truly engineers because it's multiple people.
Right? We send our engineer's estimate to IDOT. IDOT's estimator checks it and can adjust it based on the numbers that they see. And then they must put it in a safe somewhere because they don't even tell us what the engineer's estimate is until the project is bid and opened and awarded. Then they come back and tell us what number they had, even though it's our project. But anyway, so that whole Monticello Road corridor is going to be obviously a pain in the rear end all summer. Autobomb, who was awarded the triple box culvert, has said they're going to start construction around June 1st, and that's farther west of the Kaskaskia Bridge. Stark says they're going to start sometime around the 1st of June. Everything has to be complete by November 1st because we have asphalt to put back in there, and asphalt plants shut down typically sometime in November, so we put a November 1st completion date. The reason we're reconstructing the Kaskaskia Bridge is because the state, we had been downgrading it and downgrading it over the years through our bridge inspections, and got to the point where we were worried it was going to have to be posted. Of course, once it gets to a certain rating, then the state comes and inspects it automatically. They came and inspected it. I got a letter last week saying that, yes, that bridge needs to be posted within the next 30 days. So instead of us going out and putting up signs all over the place and posting that bridge, we're just going to close the whole corridor starting June 1st. The Kaskaskia Bridge, even though it's not going to be under construction, we're just going to close it because they're very concerned about the structural integrity of the road, of the bridge. And I think it's just a safer bet for us to go ahead and close the whole thing in one shot and keep it closed than to try to put up a bunch of posting signs for one bridge, and then they get 2 miles down the road and the road's closed anyway.
Jeff, you may have misspoken. You said June 1st for both the start dates.
July 1st for the
July
second 1st one,
is
I'm
for
sorry.
The Kaskaskia Bridge.
Yes.
So it's going to sit there for a month. But
yeah,
they would, like I said, the road's basically closed. The road doesn't go to Monticello anyway. So.
Right.
Do the people in Monticello know about this?
Yeah, I've told the Monticello County Engineer, and he's going to put a sign up in Monticello coming out of Monticello that it's closed.
And this is going to be posted at the 74 or at the 57 interchange.
It'll be posted at 45 and at 57, so that people have a chance to turn around. Or
I could still see some complaints coming to our new website, Bruce.
And it might be.
I think I'm going to set some toll booths up on a couple.
So as you're coming up the ramps on 50, because 57 is under construction, we didn't feel, we thought our signs would get lost. Their signs.
Closed westbound sign on the exit or something.
So when they're coming up the ramp, it's going to say Monticello Road westbound.
So they
closed.
Can still get
so they can go right back down and continue on. And then we'll have a sign up both directions on 45 that says Monticello Road closed.
And there's no posted detour because right? There's no place to go.
Nope, they're just going to run around on his roads and Jeff's roads.
I'm going to put some toll booths up.
There you go.
There's not a good detour. If we posted one, it would be
like dimes only.
Quite a long distance, and I don't think anybody would use it anymore.
Yeah, you got to go up to Broughton, I guess. But
yeah, or go all the way down to our Sedoris Road. Or, yeah. We just hope people just stay on E-72. That's the intent.
They'll learn.
You know, they will. The cars are going to use the township roads. We're hoping the trucks E-72. We'll see once we get it closed and see what the traffic's like out there.
Okay, I have a question. With the flooding that's going on in some of these towns out in the county, what is our responsibility?
On the county roads, we go out, like yesterday, we were out putting up water on pavement signs on all of our county roads. So there was kind of a split. Most roads north of Champaign, there was very little flooding. South of Champaign, we had quite a bit of flooding. So we probably got 30 or 40 signs that we put out on the roads when the water's on the roads. But I would imagine by today, it'll all be receded and
pretty
off
much
of the roadways. Township roads might still have some issues, but that's their responsibility. Our responsibility is just on the county roads.
Brad, what's your township like?
It's all off the roads down there. There's still water standing, but it's all off the roads.
Where's the worst spot? Probably.
Further south of me got it worse than
south
I did.
South and east, probably?
Yep.
This is the Cardinal and Rising intersection we did just in time.
You know
that
what? It didn't flood.
Yeah,
First time ever. Whatever years.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, we kept all the water off the Cardinal Rising intersection because Keith Padgett, who's the Champaign Township Highway Commissioner, went out there and took pictures of it. The water was whistling through those pipes we put in and that new ditch we put in, but it never came up on the road. So
good.
Good news as far as that's concerned.
That's North Lincoln doing.
What's that?
North Lincoln.
The dirt work's about 70% done, amazingly, being that it's only around the 1st of May, because we had decent weather early on in the spring. So they got out there and did a lot of the dirt work real early on the south side. So it's right now it's ahead of schedule. Depending on the weather, it could fall back to being on schedule, but I don't see any problems with it being open this year. It's very likely that they'll get her done and it'll be open, so.
Jeff, what was the story I saw? I wasn't here for the March meeting. I saw that Urbana went ahead and opened Olympian Drive. Was that a new mayor policy or?
No.
Sorry to hear people complain about it or?
They call it the goat. I call it the goat farm. Yeah. I don't remember what they're.
Yeah, prairie.
Prairie fruit farms.
Yeah.
They were worried, you know, they have very expensive meals, like $100.
Oh, so
you know,
they were
sitting meals.
From that.
Yeah, and people were going to have to detour around on the township roads to get to them. And so they were very instrumental in complaining to the town, to the city, and said, you know, once you close Lincoln Avenue, you know, trucks and so forth aren't going to use Olympian anyway. It's just going to be people coming to and from our business. So why don't you guys go ahead and open it up? And Bill Gray made the decision that that was probably a pretty good idea. So it's open to traffic.
Good.
Nice.
If you want to drive out there and take a look at it. And people can get to their $100 sit-down meals and bring commerce into the county, I guess. So that's all I have, Madam Chair.
Okay, we need approval of the closed session minutes for March 10th, 2017.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Moved and second. Any discussion on the minutes? Okay, do we need a vote for this?
Yes.
All in favor of keeping of
just approving
reviewing
the minutes. Just approval of the minutes.
Are we opening them? We're opening them, right?
No.
No, just
there's a lab. The state's attorney hasn't even reviewed
it. Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about release. Got it.
Nope.
Aye.
Mitchell. Aye.
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 Aye. Unanimous.
Okay, unanimous. Okay, the chair has no report. The designated items is 10, 11, and 12.
Yes.
Okay, is there any other business that comes before this committee? Seeing I declare it's adjourned.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I looked you way down there, wasn't you?
Are you guys
I think Harper was here.
I wanted to see what we were doing. I wanted to know that.